Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey, Cutie is here.
And we're drunk.
Already.
So, tonight we are drinking on something that's so good. I'm on my second.
Yes. So, it's a salted caramel apple martini. So, it's made with salted caramel, vodka, apple pucker, and butterscotch schnapps.
It's so good.
So it's and chilled.
It has like the little
drizzle, the caramel drizzle.
Yeah, caramel drizzle with like an actual apple in it because, hey, Cutie doesn't spare anything when it comes to her drinks. She does garnish, she does the glasses, she does the presentation.
Presentation is everything.
So if you guys want to see what it looks like, hit us up on Snapchat.
Yes.
Cheers.
We're snapping. Cheers. And it is good. It's sweeter than what I would usually drink, but sometimes you just need a little sweet.
I like to see
in your
drink.
Life. So
it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. It's good though.
So, well, first, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. They always go so fast. I want to just give a shout out to Intense Diva 23. Woo-hoo! She turned 30 this weekend. So, you know, we turned up so hard Friday and Saturday. For her birthday. So, again, happy birthday.
I remember when.
Oh, girl.
I turned 30.
Can I tell you how her party was at the same place that we went to party for my 30th birthday?
Really?
But at the time, it was actually open for, like, regular parties.
Really? Where was it?
Moorhead Tavern.
That's right. That's yep. right. That's right. Yeah.
It's so crazy. But, yeah.
Turned up. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How was your weekend?
So, yeah, my weekend was spent in the Benny. Or not the Benny. The Benny.
The Benny.
Albany, Georgia.
See? She's Albany, Georgia. Albany, New York. Girl, we be popping.
These Benny girls over
right.
here. You know, I went to go celebrate my friend's baby shower. So, shout out to my friend. Nicole, who's having baby Dallas.
Hey.
It was the cutest baby shower because they had like it was kind of like a tailgate party.
Oh, that's cute.
Right?
Yes.
So everybody's supposed to wear their jerseys and mm-hmm. stuff. You know, I had a jersey,
okay.
So I wore like colors.
Okay.
I wore
okay.
like blue and black.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
repping your team.
That's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was just so cute because I was like, oh, this is what little boy baby showers look like.
Cause, you know,
girl, so.
Yeah.
It was really cute. It was good to see all her family because I hadn't seen them in a while. And I hadn't seen her.
Mm-hmm.
She's huge. So, yeah, that's. Yeah, babies are a real thing,
but
people.
Her baby shower is kind of late, though. So that's why she, you know.
Yeah, because she's super low-key, and she didn't really want to yeah. have one. And so it was like she had to, you know, like her dad had to call her and say, oh, no, this is happening. This is my first grandchild.
Oh,
and what we
yeah.
will be doing is a
it's
baby
everything.
Shower. And he literally walked around and took a picture of everybody.
I love
little,
it.
Like,
I love it.
Up cell phone
yeah.
camera.
No.
Yeah.
Them pictures horrible, Dad.
He was like, you know, he comes over to my table. Let me get a picture with your roll dogs. These the ones you used to hang with. Not me, Daddy. I was the good one. I was always the good one. Ting. Yes. I wasn't, but that's not the point.
Right.
Of the matter.
As long as Dad think you were, that's all that matters.
Clearly, he doesn't.
Oh, true.
He knows. He's run those streets pretty hard. But yeah, it was just good to see black love.
Yeah.
They're so cute. And it's just like, oh.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, I think back on like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I remember when they met. And mm-hmm. I wasn't there, but I just remember her calling me and telling me about
yeah.
it. And then I got a chance to meet him like 2 weeks after they met.
Okay.
I was in her seat and I got a chance to meet him. And I was just like, I could see it. Mm-hmm. I like it. I think it's cool.
Okay.
So, to be here, and
yeah.
it's like a baby coming, and they're getting married and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. And so, she's engaged. My cousin got engaged on Valentine's
You're engaged.
Day. I'm engaged.
Yes.
My other cousin's wedding is right around the corner.
Oh, wow.
So, what y'all not gonna do is run my pockets down.
No.
One of my best friends is engaged and she's getting married. I had to text her. I was like, yo, when is your wedding again? Because I'm trying to get information on these Beyonce tickets. And I'm just, I want to be in another city on the day that I think you're getting married. Is this confirmed? She was like, yes, it is. I was like, oh.
You know what? Really?
I ain't got that information yet. She's like, maybe not yet. But
wait.
You better be in formation at this wedding.
This was like, person who had me cancel my family vacation. Before she even got engaged.
Look.
You better get information.
I was like, I'm trying to get information on these Beyonce tickets.
No, ma'am.
Are you sure you're getting married?
See.
How important is it for me to be there?
I had my whole family cancel our vacation.
I know.
So what you going to do? Wait, but why every time I speak to my mother? So how's Keisha's wedding planning coming?
There ain't nobody doing no wedding planning. Tell mom, look, it may or may not be this year. I don't know. If I got to plan it.
But honestly, my sister and I were like, not really. We needed to cancel that.
I saved
that,
you guys.
So you did. High five to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, so to everybody that's trying to get married this year, look. Check concert date. Check,
I mean, because Beyonce touring, Rihanna touring, I'm sure Kanye's going to be touring.
You know, Rihanna had to push her tour back because she's sick. She got bronchitis or something because she smokes all day long. So
exactly.
I would think something wrong with your throat area.
You want to get that.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Hey, you might want to stop smoking.
All the time.
You kind of need your voice. But, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, it's like, you know, I understand and I love black love.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I love it.
But all y'all got to get married at the same time? Y'all need to have a conversation and plan this out.
My cousin is getting married in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
Why?
Where is that?
I can't fly into Pensacola. You know how much that ticket's going to be? It's going to be like $500. Ooh. It's probably like a little regional airport.
Where is it?
It's like in the panhandle of Florida.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I get that she lived there. Like, I get it. I do.
I can't with you right now.
But don't nobody else live there but you. Why wouldn't you have it somewhere central to where the rest of your family lives?
Well, yeah. And somewhere where, I mean, like you said, if you have to fly in somewhere, like, be kind of
considered a little bit. My whole weekend in Pensacola. What are you doing in Pensacola? Anyway.
Watch your cousin get married.
Right? Like, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yep.
And then my other cousin who just got engaged, I'm like, look, don't you try nothing crazy, okay?
So take her whole year to plan it.
Because she's moving to Hawaii. And I'm like, now I come to the wedding in Hawaii. She lives in Tampa right now. I don't want to come to the wedding in Tampa. I want to go to the wedding in Hawaii.
You know what?
I only want to come to the wedding in Hawaii. So it's just been a lot of black love. And
That's awesome.
So exciting to see the journey
of,
you know, how people meet. And especially with my friend and thinking about some of the relationships that she's been in. And some of the ones I had to love her through.
Girl, you got to love them through it. I mean,
I got
you
to
know.
Love you through
I
this.
I had to be loved through a relationship, so I can understand that.
You know, and I just think it makes me think about, like, you have to know your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're the one in the relationship, you have to know your friends to be able to take advice from them.
Right.
If you have a friend who's always had your back,
mm-hmm. you know
and
they're not
has been supportive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they say,
seriously. Yeah.
I don't really see it for you.
Yeah.
With him, you gotta like kind of.
You do.
Think about that.
Seriously. But and speaking of friends and girlfriends, so this week's topic is, which golden girl are you?
Yes, the golden girls.
And they are such an icon. I mean, I love the Golden Girls. I still watch. If on Sunday you catch a good marathon of
they
the Golden Girls.
They come on TV Land all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I will watch every episode straight back to back. But we've had other shows that have been just as iconic. So we've had The Girlfriends, Living Single.
Don't get me singing. My Girlfriends.
Girlfriends. But I did
love
that
Angie
show.
Stone?
I don't know who sang that.
I think it was Angie
Stone. Really? I can tell you like want to look that up.
But I think it's still interesting. Want to know now.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Living Single.
Yes.
And of course.
We are living single.
I love that one. And then.
I'm eating this apple that's in the drink because it's so good. I don't care.
But of course, Sex and the City. So we have these.
There was like a melody for Sex in the City, but I can't like sing it.
No, I don't think there was words. Some like a beat.
I miss those shows. I miss a show about Friends. Just like.
We need another good girl show that's not reality. Because honestly, they're not friends on those reality shows. They're there for the drama. I need a good scripted girl show.
And you know what's so interesting? It's like we were so into these shows, but we were so young, and I didn't get half of it. And so now when I watch it now, it's like,
yeah. I can relate now.
I totally get that now.
Yes.
I didn't get it before. I just thought it was funny because they had the laugh track, and I would laugh because they're laughing.
Right.
But it's like now, yeah. Like when you watch Sex in the City now, because I can just like watch it. And I remember the episode, I don't know why this sticks out to me. There's an episode of Sex in the City when Miranda has her baby.
Okay.
So she's had the baby. She's a lawyer. And mm-hmm. she goes into work. And I think she's a little late. And they have a meeting.
Okay.
And they're like, you're late and you've been dropping projects or whatever.
I remember that episode, yep.
And she just like goes ham on them. And at the time, you know, when I was younger, it was like okay, there it says she had a baby.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, yes. I got a hell. Like, I just had a baby, and I've been going hard for this company for how
all
long? You
going
to, like, seriously?
You can't give me a couple months to get my shit back on track?
Thank you.
Yes.
Man, now I know this. Yeah, that's what law firms do. Mm. They shade you, and next thing you know, you're not making partner when you're supposed to be because you had a baby. Which is not fair because I feel like men get to technically have babies but they don't
married.
Get ramped down and they ramp back up and other people get their work. And but that's a whole nother rant and I'm not even going to go down that road.
No, the episode that sticks out to me from Sex and the City is when Carrie got broken up with on a post-it note.
Oh, I don't remember that.
So, and it's crazy because I lived in the city, I think, during, I want to say when this episode came out. And she was dating Berger, who was, I think it was Berger, the writer.
Berger,
and he broke up with her on his post-it note. So they went to this bar down the hatch, which me and my girls used to go to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have the best wings there. So come outside. Someone gives her like a joint. She smokes a joint and a cop walks up to, you know, give her a ticket, a citation, whatever. She was like, but I got broken up with on a post-it note. Yo. Fucking love that because I got broken up with on like MySpace.
Did you really?
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh my god, I remember MySpace.
Yes.
I met a guy on MySpace that I dated for a minute.
Girl.
He broke up with me too. But he was like, you're not even trying in this relationship. Am I not? But now that I reflect on it, like, he was, like, 30, and I might have been, like, 24?
Oh, yeah, you
25?
Weren't trying. Look, you weren't trying. Stop playing.
Oh, okay. Like,
Right. Like, I'm doing the best I can. Thank you, sir.
I'm not even doing the best I can. I'm like, I don't know what more you
What's
want
the best? This
me.
Is what I know to be the best I can.
You don't want to, like, hang out? Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, now I look back on that, like, really?
That's
so
what I was
immature.
Doing. My bullshit.
Yeah.
But so we talk about the girls and girls because there's, if you look at your group of friends, each character. So we actually went through each of the shows and kind of aligned the characters, which honestly, all four of the shows, I think, have four main female characters and kind of followed that same pattern or formula of the Golden Girls.
When you're single and in your late 20s and 30s, you're going to find that you have this group of friends, this kind of core, if you will. And I think these shows did a really good job of kind of mirroring those lives and situations and things that you, even Martin, you know, Martin wasn't technically about
female friends,
but friends, it was a group of friends in general. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, this stuff is really real. And you'll realize as you go through different phases of your life,
you have those people in your life.
You have these people in, it's some people you need to keep.
Yes.
And it's some ones you kind of need to, you know, throw by the wayside.
Yes, definitely.
And I just think looking at these episodes, it's very interesting how they wrote these characters because it's very reminiscent of these are people who you're likely going to have in your life or you need in your life.
And it's like, so the Golden Girls, of course, there are a bunch of older women. But when you're looking at girlfriends, they were in their 20s. Living Single, I believe they were in their 20s. And then Sex and the City, they were that span from their 30s up until 40s. Samantha was the oldest, so 50. Yeah. So you have all these, you know, those main points of your life where you can look at these shows, fortunately or unfortunately, and see these examples or these situations. And gosh, like you said, you look at yourself now like, damn, I've been in that situation before.
That's me.
Yes.
Oh my God, that happened.
Yeah.
Why did I let that happen? Because I've seen this show before and I should have learned something from it.
No.
I didn't learn.
So let's talk about which Golden Girl. You know, we can go through each of them and then. But
let's do it.
But what I say is in any situation, like you may think you're one, but you may be able to morph into any of them at any given time.
Depending on what's going on. Yeah, that's true.
So let's start with Blanche, who is my favorite.
Blanche Devereaux.
Devereaux. Who aligns to Tony Childs.
Yes. She was very Tony.
Yes. And then Regine.
Yes.
And then, of course, Samantha.
Yeah.
So.
Let me think. Out of the four of those, I would probably say Samantha and Tony are my favorite.
I would say that they're both of those are my favorite, too. Actually, I would probably even just say Samantha. Honestly, maybe Samantha and Blanche are my favorite because Tony was a bit more arrogant.
I was just gonna say, and I love that about her, how she used to talk to her about herself in third person. Because Tony Childs,
yeah,
I just love that about her. That's so fun to me. Like, she's so cool. She was like a real estate agent,
and she dressed like awesome.
She had a cool apartment.
That hair was always done.
Remember when she got pregnant with the baby and she was like, I gotta like turn my closet
into a nursery. Yes.
Her closet. I just loved her.
Yes. So I'd say, I mean, those
That's so
characters
That's
were.
So you. It's so you.
I can't do it. But that's the thing. It's like when you layer these characters on each other, it just takes on its own kind of life because they're all very similar, where they're all, you know, kind of, I don't want to say selfish. People think of selfish being a negative, and I don't necessarily look at it as always being negative.
I think those characters were, even so from Blanche to Tony to Regine to Samantha, they were very independent.
Yes.
Free spirit kind of risk taker in a sense where you would see them pop into an episode like, where have you been?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or getting dressed for a date or going out to hang out with some guy.
VIP.
Yes. Very
fashion.
Much.
Always the ones with the best clothes and, you know, hair.
Samantha was definitely the risk taker. Like, oh yeah, I'm wearing that. That's happening. Done. I'm handling stuff.
Yes.
You know, I really like that. I think in some ways that was empowering for younger women.
I think so. To see that person, she had her own business. Samantha had her own business the entire time. You know, her PR company, that was
There were episodes where I remember Samantha like offering Kiri money when she was thinking about selling her apartment or whatever and didn't have money. And it was like, Samantha don't need these guys for nothing.
No, sex.
Yeah.
It was just sex. She didn't need anything more.
Very empowering. I like that about her.
Yes. Love that about her.
Yeah.
So, and that's a good spin to put on it because, you know, they don't necessarily line them up in that way, but they were very independent women.
They were.
Very strong, knew what they wanted. And that's huge.
Yeah, I was like that. Intelligent, kind of smart and classy. And yeah.
Yep. So then the next one is Rose. Who will be Lynn, Sinclair, and then Charlotte.
Yeah.
So there's some evolution there, too, because Charlotte was, you know, but still very smart. All of these women, all four of them, very smart.
But they almost kind of come off as not naive, but like you just have that one friend that's just like a little ditzy.
Well, you know what it is? They're very book smart, not street smart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. You're all book smart. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you probably went to the best schools or whatever.
Right.
Or
and you've know been
nurtured
a lot.
And cared for so much so that you haven't been out in these streets.
Right.
You ain't got these streets smarts. You're not about that life at all.
But I can talk to you about it. Like, you can teach me something.
Yeah.
From a book.
Yeah.
But when we talk about these streets, you need, you know, another friend with you.
We definitely have that friend.
We do.
We do. And she
loves her to death.
I love her so much because she is so that.
And owns it. And she's like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like,
you know, we talked about the cruise, and I'm just going to put her all the way out there. We talked about the cruise. But she is so book smart and not street smart. She will get you put out of VIP. She will.
That was like the same for the weekend.
She will get you put out of free VIP.
Were her questions, right?
I don't understand. Are we supposed to be here? We're not supposed to be here. Is this the line we're supposed to be in? Why are we here? Nobody else is over here. It's just us.
If you don't hush.
VIP.
Right.
Do we not look VIP?
Right. You don't
feel VIP.
Right. I feel very VIP.
Or do you want to follow the rules? And stand in that long line over there.
And that was truly the conversation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And but I love her for it, though.
I do, too. She's a...
I love... She's the person that, you know, she's a good friend to have. Because I'm very much of a free spirit, fly by the seat of my pants, risk taker. Oh, okay, I can't spend this one, whatever.
Right.
Or, yeah, that looks, this shiny new thing or whatever, I'm just going to flop towards it. She's like, oh, no, let me read the fine print.
Yes.
No, let me make we're sure. Not to,
right. This is not where we want to be.
Yeah.
This was, so we're all going, all heard the news about that. What's that virus going around?
The Zika virus.
Zika virus.
So, texting
about getting our bug spray. Love her for it because honestly, it didn't cross my mind.
You know, the only reason I knew about the Zika because the boo is also very cautious of everything. He's the read the fine print kind of person.
See, I heard about the virus, but girl, I've never had I never got a mosquito bite on vacation.
I was like, you ain't that deep. Like, you don't see me. It ain't gonna last for a couple of weeks. He's like, you need to get your.
But I told them, they found it in the U.S. being sexually transmitted.
Girl, first of all, read the real reports. Mm-hmm. Like, read the real reports.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah, read the real reports. Please know that Zika ain't what you think it is.
What is it?
It's not even as serious as you think it
right.
is. And the birth defects that they've found is not even linked to Zika.
Seriously.
It's actually linked to Monsanto, which is a pesticide made by a large pesticide company based here in the U.S.
Mm. Stop it.
Yeah. And they had been spraying this stuff in the water in Brazil in these specific towns because they had huge problems with like bugs and mosquitoes or whatever. And so since they've been putting it in the water...
Yeah.
It's likely.
You're ingesting it. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the conspiracy theory, and
our risk taker. Yes.
Yeah, because as soon as that's I heard, Zika, you know, it is originally from Uganda. As soon as they named an African country.
Thank you. Oh,
my antennas went up like this is some BS. This is what y'all love to do.
Blame it on Africa.
Blame some on Africa. And that's, you know, I'm in formation. Don't get me started.
Oh, she been in formation.
Please do not get me started.
Sorry, my seat is squeaky.
Okay. But who's next?
Dorothy, who equates to Joan, Khadijah, And then Carrie.
It's like that figure. You need that friend who's like, yeah. I'm going to be the level-headed one. I'm going to be the one who, when y'all turn it up and doing way too much,
I'm going to chill in the background.
Bring everybody back together.
Right. Make sure everybody's safe. Make sure, you know, it's that strong-willed, I think, always reliable friend.
Mm-hmm. Typically, sometimes like the leader of the group. And I think you'll notice each of these characters were almost like the lead.
At some point.
Yeah.
Or
what, I mean, they were the lead of the show, though.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's no show without the four of them.
I think Carrie's definitely the lead.
Oh, you mean on this one? Yes.
And I think that's because you have these stable.
Oh, yeah.
Joan is the lead. These stable kind of figures. Like.
And then you have the other kind of offspring of them.
Going crazy, I'm going to bring it all back together. Yeah. But the nucleus.
Oh, that's so true.
They were the nucleus of the group. And I think need those level-headed people to kind of be the nucleus.
Because when you have all these different personalities, you need that one that can kind of keep everyone grounded and kind of on track. And, you know, just...
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I like that. I like that breakdown.
So now that I think about these different personalities, and I think you definitely need that lead person, mm-hmm. I think you're more of that. I think you're more of the Dorothy, Joan, Carrie. Yeah.
Mm.
I definitely think that's you.
I guess so. I'm like,
I do.
So let me say, so before we add it, so initially we just talked about the Golden Girl character.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at those characters, I don't think we really dissected them in this way. I think we looked at it based on when we went on vacation. Who was who when we're on vacation?
When
and
we were I was on like, vacation. Gosh. When we were on vacation. If you really want to know your friends, go on vacation with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You learn so much about
people. Yes.
So much about myself. What I learned mm-hmm. is that I don't have sympathy and empathy.
I thought we knew that.
I kind of knew that.
I thought we knew that already.
But I think it manifests itself, one, because I don't really get sick a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
And so I think I was the only person that didn't get
sick.
You were.
You were the only one out of the four of us that did not get sick.
So, like, when I call your room and you're like, yeah, I'm in the bed, I'm
but
sick.
But did I do that?
You did one morning.
One morning.
Sunday morning.
Yes. And I was like, let me get up.
She's sick. I don't understand. My roommate's sick. She's been sick the whole weekend. The other one got sick at dinner. She's
but I still came out.
I know you did.
I did come out.
But I was just like, I don't understand why everybody's sick.
Let me
and
tell you.
And it's so funny because had I brought the boo, he would have surely been sick.
Oh, gosh. That, I'm telling you.
He would have surely been sick. And I'm the only one like, yeah, I felt
like, let's roll. This one was at every party. I'm
but
telling
I understand
you.
What the problem is.
Right.
Because I don't get motion sickness. And I don't know why. But
either. But it was just something different. But anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. You definitely learn about your friends when you go on vacation with them. I honestly have not had. I go on vacation, you know, with mm-hmm. very. And we always have a good time, though.
Yeah, we did
which
have
is
a good,
good
time. Because, I think it kind of boils down to you got to know your friends. You got to know
yep.
your friends. And so, me being in the room with my roommate, I know her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
This is what you're going to do. I know how long you're going to take. I know you're going to repack and pack these bags three more times, and you still, and that's fine. You let me know when you're ready, because I'm I only packed
and
a couple
things. And
she was
so patient. You were so patient.
Well, yeah, because I know her. And
with
I know
all of us,
that
with all of us, though.
It's not that deep at the end of the day. I'm going to wait on you. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you only have that one little bag?
Yeah.
Because we're only here for like 3 days.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Only so much I can wear.
And I'm going to rewear some stuff because it's really not that deep. And I
right.
don't particularly care about anybody on this ship.
What you going to do?
But
right.
knowing her, and I think when you've experienced people in a way that you truly know their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's such a good person.
Yes.
And
yep.
for her to be sick, it's like,
oh.
I want you to have time to rest and relax and be
yeah.
okay. And because I know you probably really want to enjoy this trip just as much as the rest of us.
Right.
So why would I be upset with you? You can't control yourself, being sick.
Right.
You know.
No, none of us had a clue. I mean, because I've cruised, I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
And I think I've been sick. I've only been sick on like the first cruise I went on, but again, it was probably the same size ship.
Yeah.
Which is small. I won't do that ever again.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, being with her, I think I had realized in that moment how much of a free spirit I am.
Yeah. And where you can just roll with the punches.
And yeah.
This one, I roll up, she in a party by herself. I'm like, what you doing here?
They said the party start at this time and drinks was going to be flowing.
Girl.
I'm here.
Yeah.
May I have a champagne, please? Thank you.
I didn't drink as much as I wanted to on that cruise. Girl, but anyway.
Please. I was like, champipple.
Oh, but I did drink a lot. I mean, we had that package. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yes.
We did drink a lot.
We did. Like, who am I kidding? Like, who am I kidding?
Please stop.
I was sick, and I was like, give me some hot toddies. We're going to make us some drinks with some alcohol.
I'm sick,
in it.
But all I need is Major Smart.
Yes.
Okay.
Still coughing from this trip. Still coughing. So our last person is Sophia, which I love Sophia.
Sophia.
Who equates to Maya, Max, and then Miranda. All very sassy, quick-witted, smart-ass women. Yeah, but, you know, brutally honest. I mean, gosh. I feel like everyone needs that friend.
Yeah.
You really do.
You need someone to talk you down out of the clouds.
Yes.
When you're in the clouds, and in a way that's loving and honest because they know you.
Yes.
You definitely need that. And I think of those four, Max probably was my favorite.
Mine too, because that broad?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love
her. She was just kind of like waffing.
Up in their apartment, up in their kitchen, up in their everything.
You even live here.
Right.
But you own it, though.
Yes. Running everything.
Say what she has to say, and then, like,
leave
eat a little bit of y'all food. And
thank you. And might leave with it.
Yeah. I love her.
And I'm going to keep it moving.
And I think second to her is probably Miranda.
No. I would have to say Maya is my second, because Maya was almost the same way.
Yeah.
Very vocal, in your face, like, I don't know.
I just wish, so I think Maya had a lot of like motherly qualities similar to Sophia because she was a mom and she had Darnell. And she's her ex Darnell. And I think that was a good balance. I just wish they would have gave her a different job.
Yeah, not being the assistant.
An assistant.
But I did like when she evolved into being the writer.
Yes.
So she was her own boss.
That's true. Yeah. And so I think I love one because both Max and Miranda were attorneys.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And so just having that kind of smart, like.
Yeah. Like, you have the book smart and the street smart. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Miranda just kind of gave me that, like, I'm out here trying to get it on my own. I done got caught up with this dude.
With his one testicle.
All right. Do you remember the episode? This might be the realest episode ever to me, and like no shade, but I didn't get it until I got older. So her and Steve, they were either married or living together, or it might have even been the movie, I can't remember.
Okay.
But they're in the bed and they're having sex.
Will you come already?
And she's like, will you come already?
that was the movie. That was the movie. The
realest thing.
Oh my gosh.
You don't get it until you don't work all day long.
And you just want to go to hell to sleep.
It's not that I don't love you. I do. And it's not that I don't enjoy it, because I do.
But I'm tired. Really, look at, I'm tired. I'm
really sleepy. And you out here trying to get like the heavyweight champion belt. And it ain't that deep.
Because I'm motherfucking tired.
I gave you the heavyweight belt a long time ago.
Right.
I gave it to you that morning that I had energy.
So I think it's, you all, I mean, we all need like a Sophia.
You have to have a Sophia.
They
She's
keep it
critical
so
to
real.
The friendship, because Sophia is the one who's going to talk you down, and she's always going to be there though.
Yeah.
I think that's what's
I put her down as like the ride or die. Like they will go hard for you.
Or die. You need that. If you do not have a ride or die, but this person is also again smart. She gonna let you do anything super dumb. But she got your back. And she wants what's best for you, almost in a motherly type of way.
But you also have to be able to take that sassiness and that wit, because they're going to be slinging the jokes. I mean, they got your back, but they are not going to let it pass.
I saw this video, and it's an old video. It's an interview with Oprah. Mm-hmm. I think Diane Sawyer or Barbara Walters, one of them doing the interview. But they're talking about her friendship with Gail.
Okay.
And she said one of the things that she loves about Gail is happier about her success than even she is.
Okay.
Yeah. And that Gail is the mother she never had.
Oh, wow.
That's and deep. I was like, ooh. I mean, like, you got to see it. The way she breaks it down, she's like, Gail is the mother she's never had. Gail is like the sister that everybody wants. Mm. I mean, she just like breaks it all the way down. And it's like, that's what you really need. And she gives this story of when it was maybe her 42nd or 43rd birthday. And she drives past this Bentley lot. Mm-hmm. And she decides, I'm going to go buy a Bentley because mm-hmm. I can afford it or whatever. Right. And they go in. And she's like, Gail is in there trying to negotiate the Bentley down.
Right, of course.
Bentley, but okay, you got to negotiate. Because that's what your friend, your ride or die, does that.
Yes.
And then she's like, you know, when they pull off the lot in the Bentley, she's like, Gail is so excited for her.
Yeah.
Even more excited than she is. Mm-hmm. That's what you need.
Yes. Yes.
And if you don't have that one person in your circle that is happier for you than you can even be for yourself, then you need to get that person. You need to stop, drop, and get that person.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So it's like, you know, a lot of, which I hate to hear this, women say they don't have a lot of female friends, which that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I have a lot.
I think when women say, I don't really do females like that, I don't have female friends. Yeah, because they're normally the cancer in the group.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I freaking love my female friends. Yes. I don't want to hang out with no dudes all day long. Y'all like scratching and itching and talking about strippers and stuff. That's not fun to me. I want to talk about Sex and the City and randomness and the new Kat Von D lip stain that stays on all day. And
all night. Drinking and eating. Yes.
All I want to do with my whole entire life. Like, if I wanted to hang out with the dudes, I would just hang out with the boo.
Right. But then it's like, so we went through these four types of people, but don't get it twisted. I mean, it doesn't take an individual. Because I can see a couple of my friends can be one or two of those people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just think you need to make sure you have well-rounded people in your circle.
I think in my perfect world, I'm a blend of Miranda and Blanche.
I think I would be. I think, honestly, wait.
Because I would be, really love the finer things in life.
I can't even deal with you.
Like, I think Blanche just wanted to marry like an old man with a bunch of money.
Yes.
And that's so me. But Miranda's so smart and sharp and just is witty. And it's like, that's all I want to be.
I would say I would be Dorothy and Blanche.
Yeah. Yeah. I can totally see that.
Because I'm all about the parties.
Yeah.
Getting out and having a good time.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you know, making sure we're still grounded and getting what we need to do.
Yeah.
Get done. You know, get it done.
Look, living this single lifestyle is not easy.
Absolutely not.
And it can be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to journey through it, there's no reason you have to journey through it alone. Journey through it with your girlfriend.
Absolutely.
Get you a good crew. Get you a rose. Get your squad up. Get your squad to the point where they're all trying to do something positive in life, but they're just in different phases and they have different personalities. Yeah. And
still push the group forward. Because I think absolutely. That's what it is.
And all of your squad doesn't even have to be single.
No.
Hell, you know, we got married friends. It's like, yo, I needed to hear that from you.
Yes, absolutely.
I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay.
But I'm also a strong believer in what you put into your friendships is what you get back. Like, my mom has said on numerous occasions, you have a really good set of friends. I was like, but that's only because I can be a good friend to them. Because if you're in a one-sided as she's taking snaps, if you're in a one-sided
follow
friendship,
me on Snapchat.
You're not going to have these women that feed you if you're not feeding them. So
be a good friend.
Definitely. Be a good friend and you will have good friends.
I kind of pride myself on being a good friend. I really don't know if I am.
I do my best.
Because nobody has ever said to me, Keisha, you're a really good friend. However, comma, I feel like
a really good friend. You are. You are.
Call me in the middle of the night. I'm your ride or die chick. I will get an all black and scratch like some dudes. Oh my God, this is totally off topic. But if you guys follow me on Snapchat, you see I was in Albany this weekend.
Excuse me.
Yes. Me and my sister pull up to this spot. She said it ain't a club. It felt like a club to me. Called DJs. Car next to us has been scratched up. Mm. And somebody wrote in the car, like, broke nigga.
What?
Simp dick. Ooh. Like, lines through it.
What?
I was like, I tried my best to get a picture of it, but it was dark. Mm. So I couldn't, like, even with the flash, I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know people were still, like, scratching up.
Doing that. Cars. I know.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, do you think they just did it? Because the parking space was open next to the car.
Next to it, yeah.
And she's like, no. Nobody would have done that right here. I'm like, but if you're at the point where somebody has already scratched up your car and called you a broke nigga with a simp dick, don't you think you would stay home? You probably should.
Why would you be driving that car? Yeah.
You, it is like a Toyota Camry. Like, I think you should be at home. I think you, your car should be in the ship. Because you have some bigger fish to fry right now than being out of this club tonight.
But my thing is, did your friends can come pick you up?
Yeah,
I'm gonna need you to have a better squad.
Yeah, exactly.
Again.
Exactly.
Yes.
But like, as a woman, you scratching up a dude Toyota Camry.
Still? In 2016?
No, please. But you dated a nigga with a Toyota Camry. No, that's neither here nor there. So, and that's why you need girlfriends. Because I'll tell you, girl, you just need Lee.
Blanche will tell you. Look at
he Tony ain't doing enough. He ain't got enough.
Oh, my gosh.
It ain't enough. Who wants to go to jail for scratching up a Toyota Camry?
But would you won't go to jail for that, though.
If I'm going to go down, I scratched up a Bentley. I tore your Phantom up. I'm not going to jail for no Toyota Camry.
I'm not going to jail for none of that,
Yeah, I'm
though.
Not going to jail for none. I'm just saying that to say. Anyway. So, this wraps up another episode of Drink Till We're Ridiculous.
Yes. And tonight we've had, how many drinks? I don't know how many.
It was only two.
No, it was probably two and a half. Right.
And it was strong.
But it was good too. So, again, make sure you guys hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yes. Check us out on the website at drinktowermarried.com. And we've been receiving some messages about different events and things like that. If you guys want to book us or would like for us to show up at your event, please email us at drinktowermarried@gmail.com.
All right. And remember, I'd rather be single than sober.
Exactly. I don't ever want to be sober. So no. Until the next time, cheers.
Cheers.